This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome one and all to the Back of the Nest Preview Podcast. We're back in your ears for another season and I've got the gang together. It's Albert and Hesketh. Albert, all the way from Corfu.
Hello, you're right.
Yeah, we've made you turn your aircon off because it was whooshing in the background.
Yeah, I was going to say I'm coming live from like the hottest apartment in Corfu, and I don't mean that from like a marketing. It's the hottest. It's literally the hottest fucking apartment in Corfu.
So I'm going to be a soggy Wayne Lineker's not sat behind you then, no?
I don't think he's got. I don't think he's got stakes in Corfu, Lineker.
No
shame.
But so you choose to sit there in a 1970s Crystal Palace shirt.
Yeah, God, it's not the first preview pod of the season. At least we won't talk about the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, that's true. I am sitting here in an AC Milan shirt. True. And Hesketh, you are here too.
Hello. I am. I'm not wearing a football shirt.
Yes, and unlike Albert, you could be bothered to turn up to my birthday barbecue on the weekend.
I could. You were an amazing grill master. I was told under no circumstances was I to go up and offer to help because I'd be chased away with tongs. So I just sat and ate.
Good stuff. That's how I like it. So what's been up? What's been going on? Albert, you've been out there basically from the back end of last season. So you're almost free.
Yeah, what did I miss the last two or three preview pods? No, thank you. The last two or three preview pods of last season because I was in Athens and now I'm in Corfu and I come home on Friday, but unfortunately I land at Heathrow, I think about 20 minutes before kickoff, so I won't see the game.
Oh, the Elizabeth line can't save you yet either. Never know. You might have been able to make the second half with that.
No, unfortunately not. And it turns out there's quite a few, looking on Twitter today, there's quite a few Palace fans in Corfu that, you know, if I'd have been here for another day, I could have gone and watched the game with. But alas, never mind.
Yeah. But that was, I saw those tweets and one of them's Walshy. You don't want to drink with him, mate.
No.
I'm only kidding. Before we go any further, and because you're probably roasting, we should drink some beer. But logging into the interface, there's no jingle because there isn't one. And my beer this week is courtesy of Sam Hesketh.
Lovely.
You bought this for me to the barbecue.
I did.
And I do have about 40 gallons of beer left in my house. So,
from the birthday barbecue?
From the birthday barbecue.
Like I said to you, the offie near where I live just has a bunch of, you know, weird beer or whatever. And my thought process was literally, would I buy this beer for myself? If the answer was no, I just bought it for Terence.
But as you can see, it's a Paulaner, which I have a Paulaner Stein glass here. You didn't get me enough because it doesn't fill it up.
I'm on a budget, mate.
Have you got anything, Albert, to cool you down? Please tell me it's like an FS or something.
FS? I'm not in Turkey, bruv.
Well, of course, the equivalent.
I've got one. I've got what any self-respecting Brit in the Greek region of the world has got, and I've got a fucking can of Mythos. stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Excellent. I'm wondering if that is rated over 2 on Untappd. I don't know.
What would you rate it, Albert?
Well, when you get 8 of them for €2.50, I rate them quite highly.
10 out of 10.
And the rest of the world, or at least the Untappd internet, rate, 3. So that's not bad.
Out of what?
Out of 5. That's pretty good.
Yeah, fucking
like usually those ones are like down in the dregs of like 1.8 or 1.9. So
that's because all the pasty beer nerds have never even stepped outside of fucking the UK. They just think they've given it a 3 because it sounds exotic.
Mythos. Heskiff, where's your Dos Equis?
My Dos Equis is not on the table. Actually, we went, me and Vanessa went to a Mexican restaurant in Balham after the Montpellier game, and I was very excited to see that they served Dos Equis. Chipotle. It wasn't Chipotle. I'll actually big up the restaurant. It's called 1910, and it's great. You should go. And my wife's Mexican, and she liked it. But they served Dos Equis, and I was very excited. But currently I'm drinking fizzy water.
1910 is going to be the third formation date that we're going to claim later this season. it's going to go on the evil sash kit.
We've slotted back in quite nicely. You two giving me shit. Heskiss on the fucking fizzy water.
Yeah.
You know, and there I was. He's holding up that post-it note that we don't like to talk about. And there I was, worried we'd all be a bit rusty.
Well, nothing's changed.
Never.
Well, some things have changed. Just when I went to get the beer out of the fridge, a bottle of mayonnaise dropped out and smashed all over the floor. Like literally, there's mayonnaise all over my kitchen floor. The missus is away, so it's going to get cleaned up after.
When you say bottle, you mean a glass bottle?
No, a plastic one, and it cracked and splashed. Yeah.
Who was the footballer salad cream onto their foot and didn't go to the World Cup?
Was it? It wasn't Robert Green, was it?
No, he had salad cream on his gloves when he was playing USA, and it slipped through his hands.
He's not cultured enough for salad cream.
It would rhyme with his name. There's puns in there somewhere. But, so we're going to start off, as we always do, or not, as we listened to last year's pod before this, trying to work out where it was. But we're going to do our predictions for the year. And this season, we're going to do league position, top scorer, most assists, player of the season, and a number of clean sheets. We've also asked this on Twitter earlier, so we'll also talk about some of yours. Heskiff, we're going to start with you.
Yes.
Where are we going to finish in the league?
I think I've gone too... I'm too positive already. It's not positive at all. I think we're going to finish. I think we're going to finish 11th.
That's positive for you.
I'm going to say 11th. I said 14th last year, so 11th this year is a boost.
How do we finish 11th when we lose every game?
This is where you found the flaw in my plan.
It's like Wolves last season, like somehow finished 9th, but seemed to lose every week.
Lose everything, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So 11th. Okay, good. You were close last season. You were only a couple off. So, Albert,
I've gone for 9th.
Ooh, top half,
top half, top 10, according to my math.
Mine is, I don't know whether I believe this is going to happen this season or next season, but sorry.
We are talking about this season. So
yeah, I'm just saying I might be a season too early with this prediction, but I'm saying 7th. I think there's
madness.
I think there's scope this season. I think West Ham can't be as good. Chelsea are going to be shit. Leicester are falling by the wayside. I reckon there's room up there this year.
Shit, just out of interest.
Why do I think who will be shit? Chelsea.
You think Chelsea will be shit?
Because I think they're just on one of their mental spirals at the moment. As a friend of the pod, Carl, said, he'll think Tuchel will be gone very quickly in his outrageous prediction. And I can't disagree with him. I just think he doesn't really want to be there anymore. The players don't want to be there. they can't sign anyone. Barcelona's stealing everyone from him. But there you go. So we've got 11th, 9th, and 7th there. Top goal scorer. Albert, you can start us off.
Well, I think without retracing my steps, I think for the last like 26 years, I've said Zaha. Maybe with the odd Benteke, more for me. so this year, I've gone for Edouard with 13.
Lucky to play 13 games, I reckon. I'm going to go Zaha 16.
I've gone similar. Wilf, I think I say Wilf every year. I've gone 15 goals.
Mm. Yeah, I actually feel like I might be on the low side there. The way we've been
getting... he's going to...
Yeah.
I hope you're both right and wrong in some respect.
I mean... It's 16 is obviously optimistic. It would be most he's ever got in a season, but just in pre-season, the way the Koure and Eze have been managing to get him on the ball, just with one marker as opposed to three men around him, and it's starting to tell with goals. And obviously the opposition's been crap, but that right boot from 20 yards is on absolute fire.
I was going to say some really good finishes. Like, he's just so confident on that sort of little check inside and then smash it. Mm. He's definitely going to do well this year.
Yeah, well, there was a few of them at the end of last season, wasn't there? So,
Yeah. Okay. Most assists. I'll start us off with this one. Eze with 9. Hesketh.
It's a toss up between Ebbs and Elise. It won't be me. I'll go for Eze because I think he's probably going to play more than Elise. So I'll say Eze with 8.
I've gone Zaha with 8.
Oh, bloody hell. Oh, well, you haven't got in top scorer. Okay. Player of the season, Albert.
Hold on. Where was that? I think, was that in the notes?
I don't know. You can have a think about it. Hesketh, go.
Wilf, same as every year. Easy.
I'll go...
Ebbs for me.
I'm going to go Mark Gahey.
Yeah. All good shouts. All would obviously be up there or in and around. And apparently we did number of clean sheets last season, so we're doing that this season as well. Last year we kept, was it 11, did you say?
11, I think, yeah, in the league.
Did I predict 11?
No.
We don't remember. No one knows.
Well, that might be a yes then, isn't it?
So what are you doing this year? 11 again?
10.
I'll go with 12.
I've got to rein in the positivity here. I'm going to say 9.
9. All right. And then all that leaves is our outrageous prediction of the season. So a little bit of a flavour of last season. Hesketh, you went for Elise to win the AFCON.
Yeah, I thought he was going to declare for a Nigeria and win AFCON. We had an AFCON winner. Albert tells me that doesn't count. I think it counts. I think that's half a point.
But Albert?
Albert's not having it.
What was yours? Can you remember?
What was mine?
Yeah.
Was it Connor Wickham to start a game?
Oh my god, it might have been. You've definitely said that.
I think he did.
I think it was just to appear on the pitch.
Didn't he go to Sheffield Wednesday, start a game, and get injured within 12 minutes? Was it Sheffield Wednesday or Preston or something like
Preston,
that?
Yeah.
Did you see the Preston fans being held back by the police from Wigan fans on the weekend? Yeah. Proper gammon, bald-headed guy, red in the face, trying to give it to the copper who just absolutely cracks him across the knee with a baton. Very funny. You should look out for it. And yeah, mine last season was just to keep a plus goal difference, which I think has been for the last 3 seasons. So you throw enough shit at a wall, it'll stick eventually.
You've got to pick something else now.
Yeah, I do, which I haven't thought about. So I'll do it as we go round. So, Albert, you can go first.
What, for outrageous prediction?
Mm-hmm.
My outrageous prediction is our last 3 fixtures, which, if you don't know, Bournemouth at home, Fulham away, and Forest at home will confirm survival or relegation for those three teams.
Okay. Yeah, we could have. There was a point of that at the back end of last season where we could have relegated all three teams. at one point. We only confirmed Watford in the end, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we could have put Everton in big trouble, but threw that one
would have been
away.
Nice.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, we wouldn't have hated them if we did, because they probably wouldn't have invaded the pitch and chased our players around with flares and whatnot.
True.
Another old fashioned trousers.
The Hesketh, go.
It's Palace adjacent. I've said that Teo's going to win Coventry's Player of the Year this year.
Okay, so one game in, he didn't even make the squad.
So exactly, that's how outrageous it is. It's not even in the team.
you've really taken it to the extreme.
Good start. And for me, it's Albert to stalk Mark Bright for the entire marathon march and then vomit on him in a pub at the end.
Hey. I've not even signed up yet. So that only makes it more outrageous. You might be right.
Yeah. No, so I think it was a couple of other people said this as well, but in keeping with my predictions, Eze to make the World Cup squad is my outrageous prediction.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, signs towards the back end of the season that he was starting to get back up to the level that he was at before, and in pre-season we've seen some outrageous stuff, some incredible flicks here and there, goals. Hesk, if you went to Montpellier on the weekend, how was it?
It was good. The first half was especially good. I mean, Montpellier were not great, but I really enjoyed it. I did the cardinal sin of logging on to the BBS and seeing someone say after the game, if we play like that in the league, we're going to get smashed.
Mm.
Which is quite a fun thing to read after you've been 4-0 up after 48 minutes or whatever. But yeah, it was really good fun. We looked very good going forward. All the players you wanted to look good, like Will for Eze, Edouard as a 9, Decore, they all looked great. So obviously a much more difficult task on Friday, but good to see the players that you want to be kicking the season off strongly doing so in pre-season.
And there's been a bit of a trend, though, of when we ring the changes, we're 4-0 up, and then all of a sudden it's 4-2 or 4-3. Some crazy games in the English pre-seasons, Albert. Or were you just, because you're in Corfu and Athens, just paying attention to the abroad ones?
I ain't got a fucking clue what you're talking about, to be honest.
We, you know, what usually happens in the summer is the players come back from holiday and they start to play games against some opposition to sort of get back up to speed in time for the start of the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, Palace did some of those.
Did they? I saw a bit of the Singapore one.
Oh, dear. What's been keeping your attention away from the mighty Eagles?
Work, mythos, Souvlaki. No, it's just hard to stay abreast out here. You know, I can't stream anything out here because the Wi-Fi is, you know, a bit suspect. So I'm relying on you lot, really, and you've sort of let me down.
Well, I mean, I saw
Zaha's goal against Montpellier, but for fucking love nor money, I couldn't find any of the other goals on social media. But maybe that's because Zaha goal was so good.
Do you mean you haven't paid your extra money to get Season Ticket Plus and all of its amazing benefits?
And I'm finding it a little bit nervy that I'm trying to share my ticket on Friday with my mate Jim, who might not make it to the game. So.
Okay, well, we can get into that ticket fiasco that has occurred, is going to occur, maybe. I think a lot of people are really kicking off about it. This is that you need to have a Season Ticket Plus now, which is an extra £50 on top of your season ticket to be able to share your season tickets. Before last season, previous seasons, all you did was screen grab the QR code send it to whoever you were selling it to, and they would transfer you the money, which sounds pretty easy to me. But Palace have made it easier for us by monetizing it and making it extremely difficult to actually share the tickets, because unless the game's sold out, they won't actually sell your ticket on. So yeah, this is where we are. My theory is this is going to end up with empty seats every week, because every home game without foul, I'm getting rid of at least one ticket because my group of people go to games, one of them at least can't make it for whatever reason. And we always have a waiting list of people to take that ticket. And now we have no way of getting it to them unless we want to pay the club more money. So, Albert, how are you going to do this? What are you going to do? Maybe the hackers give him your actual login details, and then log into your app.
Do we think the QR code thing isn't going to work then?
It's gone. If you go into your wallet and you have a look, the QR code is gone.
I had a look the other day. It was there.
No, it went today. So if you go in today, it's all changed and it's gone.
Update your ticket.
Yeah, sorry, but it doesn't matter, because that QR code still won't work, because they can just refresh the QR code and it will change, because it's a unique QR code to each game for your ticket. So it changed every week. It changed.
Okay.
But then, which means that now the QR code was always there as a backup to being able to scan in if the tapping didn't work, which the tapping often did not work, and you had to scan your QR code. So if that tapping aspect goes down, what are they going to do? Send everyone to the box office? I don't know. It seems ridiculous, but it's going to end up with tickets going to waste all over the shop, or people sharing login details, which have caused loads of problems in itself. And I don't know. It's not right. I get the impression that there might have been some external pressure, maybe by police or something. It's the only thing that makes sense, because it's completely seems out of kilter with the whole vibe of everything around the club and what we should be doing. And I don't know, I feel bad. Albert, how are you going to share this ticket? What are you going to do?
I don't know. That's Jim's problem in the short term. No, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to fucking get on the phone and, I mean, is it too late to fucking pay another 50 quid just to let someone else go and not let the thing be empty?
No, you can. Well, actually, I say this, you can do it very quickly online, but that's assuming it fucking works, because the amount of times I've tried to spend money this fucking summer and I've ended up having to just shut it down because it just nothing works on the phone has been ridiculous.
It's frustrating. You know, we could sit here for an hour talking about it, you know, the fact that it's, football is prohibitively expensive. You know, we're not the biggest club in London. We should be trying to attract new fans as much as we can. We don't have a lot of on-the-day tickets, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, you should be able to just say, oh, look, I can't go this weekend. Here's my ticket. You go. I get touting's a problem, and people don't want other people making money off, you know, season tickets, whatever, but end of the day, it's better to have someone in the seat than it is to have fucking an empty seat. You know, there's how many times we watch other clubs, Brighton, and go, oh, look, empty seats, you know. And
it's going to be us. You know,
one thing compared to the other. And in the Premier League, games get moved around. They become weeknight games, which is just an absolute fucking no-no for me. I just can't get there. So to not be able to say to someone, oh, look, are you around? Do you want to go? You know, I've got a mate that lives fucking 30 seconds from my seat. I could send him the ticket at a moment's notice, and I don't want any money for it. You know, yeah, look, just go. You know, you go and watch it. And I can't do it, and it's ridiculous.
I think as well, you know, during the pandemic, you had all the marketing of, like, football with fans is nothing, and, you know, there's nothing better than a live crowd and live football and all that. That's gone. I mean, we knew it was cynical anyway, but that's gone out the window completely now, because it's like, well, you pay for the ticket, so whether there's someone sat in the seat or not, don't really care because you've got the money. And if you want to put someone else in the seat, you have to pay more money. I don't like it. And I guess we'll see with it. how it'll work, because I know people this Friday who are like taking or giving their ticket to someone. So we'll see if it works or not. Because if it don't work, I'm going to be standing on my own for most of the game.
Yeah. I mean, I can't see how it won't work if you give people your login details. So if it's your mates, you can probably give them your login details. They could just log into the app and touch it on your phone, unless they're limiting the number of IP addresses that you can be logged into. Who knows?
No idea.
Yeah. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
But Albert, you're not coming to the game. Hesketh, you are coming to the game on Friday. It seems to have turned around pretty quick this summer. You looking forward to it? Fuck's sake.
Hesketh's gone quiet. I mean, that's a whole level and a whole other level of negativity, Hesketh, just refusing to answer.
Oh, I had muted myself, that's why. I was like, oh no, what's going wrong?
Fuck for that.
God, you're gonna have to hear me answer now. I am looking forward to it. I was saying that pre-season's gone by really quickly, even though it was a weird like split squad thing. At least that sort of meant there were double the amount of games. But it has come around really quickly, and you know, I think that we've made some exciting signings. I think the first month of the season is going to be tough, but first game of the season is always a chance to be a bit more optimistic and looking forward to things. So, yeah, be good.
Yeah, but you're going to predict a defeat anyway, so...
Yeah, obviously.
I don't know, Albert, the world, you know, he's in the third world country in Corfu, right? Is that what you called it?
No, didn't say that.
He's talking about Watford.
Talking about Rickmansworth. I was just wondering if you'd noticed that Arsenal have basically been dicking everyone left, right and centre during pre-season, including scoring 4 goals in the opening 20 minutes against Sevilla the other day.
Pre-season doesn't mean anything. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. I have been saving some, bookmarking some Arsenal tweets, which are talking about how amazing they are. Because when we just turn them over on Friday, or at least they don't beat us, as it has been for, what was it, 1 defeat in 8 against Arsenal now, Hesketh?
Yep. That's the defeat that I'm clinging on to.
Yeah. So, I don't know. There's a big feel-good factor around them at the moment, although arguably they should be a little bit more discontent with at least one of their players, that's for sure. But
yes.
Yeah. That's, I mean, that girl who's been tweeting about him for about a year and a half on Twitter, and all of a sudden all of her tweets have been brought to the forefront, is scary stuff. A lot of horrible entitlement as well within the replies on Twitter as well about all that stuff, but let's not get too far into it because we're gonna do pre-season bants, have a laugh instead. Is he playing, Hesketh? Has he been playing?
I don't know. I think, I mean, he ain't been suspended, which was part of the issue, wasn't it? So I don't know. I think that the one thing that has worked out really well for them outside of that is Gabriel Jesus seems to be firing on all cylinders pre-season. He scored loads of goals. which is part of the course because I don't like him because he's got annoying eyebrows. And that's, as far as I'm concerned, a perfectly good reason to dislike someone. But he seems to be doing really well for them. And I think that's, they've sort of missed that. I know Aubameyang scored a lot, but he was obviously a bit, apparently a bit of a knob behind the scenes. So maybe this is the player that they needed to sort of not be a bang average team anymore.
So Thomas Partey did play against Sevilla on the weekend. So there you go. He is still playing for them. For people into their fantasy football Premier League, Jesus is currently in 72% of the teams that have been created, which is just like ridiculous. It's like more than Salah has, you know, it's ridiculous. I can only see him flopping. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, we do like to hand strikers goals on their debuts when it comes against us. So he'll probably get one, but hopefully it'll be a consolation that game. Albert, do you see any major changes going on the first game of the season? Big shocks in formations or anything like that? Or do you think it'd be much of the same from Patrick in the opening game and just try and pick up where we left off at the end of last season?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we've not had any major shakeups to the squad. Obviously, we're all very aware that Conor Gallagher's not with us anymore, and you know, we've signed Doucouré, who, in the brief highlights that I've seen, looks, you know, a very tidy player, but he also looks a very different player. But, you know, this time last year we didn't have a fit Eze, and again, I've only seen little fleeting highlights, but Eze looks like he's in the mood, shall we say. So I don't think it's going to be a drastically different side or tactics that we see. I think it's a case of developing and building upon what we did last season. And, you know, what we did last season was very impressive, bearing in mind the amount of players that we signed, the sort of turnover in the squad. You know, do we want to see anything majorly different? And I'd say no. I think we want to see it carry on and develop over the sort of natural progression.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, just filtering in these new players. We obviously signed the second kid from Derby, Hesketh, and he did all right in pre-season, and enough that Vieira apparently doesn't want to send him out on loan. Can you see him having sort of a bit like Elise last season, cameos on the bench?
Yeah, I think so. Like he's looked good. He's looked good in pre-season. As actually, surprisingly, more better than I thought was Luke Planche. He was really good this pre-season. But now that we've got the extended bench and more subs or whatever Jurgen Klopp wanted, you know, it's going to give more chances, I suppose, to people like Abue to come on and run at tired defenders. I don't think he's at Elise's level, but that doesn't mean much because Elise is, you know, amazing. But to have players like that we can bring on and, you know, play fearlessly and sort of not stress out that he's in the Premier League instead of the Championship, I think he'll do really well. And, you know, like I agree with Albert, I think you're not going to see too many changes. I think Ebbs in the middle has been working well pre-season. Hopefully that means we'll create a bit more through the middle. I think Doucouré is going to be brilliant. He's looked excellent in the games I've seen. You know, the two games I've been to live, QPR and Montpellier, he looked very, very, very good. So I think he's an exciting one. And, you know, I think if you say we're probably going to start with a three of Doucouré, Ebbs and Schlupp, it's not a bad starting three, you know.
At Selhurst on the weekend, were you hurling abuse at the Montpellier players in French?
I wasn't really hurling abuse, to be honest. It was too tired. But
outrageous.
I could have. That one of the guys was quite funny.
I could have,
and they wouldn't take it. There was one of their players, I don't know his name, was he 11, with a bleached hair. It was like it was the biggest game of his life. And not a friendly, because he was like rolling around, going mad, sort of pushed Wilf at one point. I quite enjoyed him. But alas, no swearing from me, I'm afraid.
Why were you tired? You'd been to my barbecue before. I'd fed you up with some food, had a couple of beers. You should have been raring to go.
That's why I was tired. I'm not used to it, socialising. I'm used to sitting about with my dog.
Yeah.
Have to talk to people. It's tiring.
Tues de la Murder is what I would have expected.
You are shit.
Yeah. Well, I did put fucking shit in Google Translate here, but...
Google censored you.
My favourite one is always shit cunt, but that says condomerd.
Condomerd, yeah, I suppose that's what it would be. your pronunciation is as French as my pronunciation, so I appreciate it.
What did you expect it to be?
I don't know. Give it a bit of hon-hon or whatever.
Hon-hon.
A bit of Gaelic flair.
Or a bit like when the commentator's like, ooh la la, ooh la la.
Yes, exactly.
Ooh la la la.
Whereas she Albert, I'd expect Albert to sound like the copper from Hello, Hello, for example.
He's just not even raising to it, is he? He's just like sat there like
that. He knows it's true.
It's
a new me. Yes. Right, we'll get match predictions and then we'll seamlessly go into everyone else's predictions for the season that we didn't miss out earlier and are now trying to squeeze in. So
I do have one question for you guys.
Okay.
Who is going to play up front against Arsenal? Because Edouard started the last friendly.
Arteta.
Would you reckon Berto?
Well, considering I've punted on him for 13 goals this season, I really fucking hope it's Edouard.
It will be Mateta because it just will be, won't it? Because he's really mobile once he gets up to speed. once he's got up to speed.
After shit, they get bullied easily. So yeah, fuck it, stick Mateta in.
Yeah. So predictions, Heskey, what are you going for?
Got to remember to unmute this time. I think we're going to score 3-1 Arsenal. Sorry.
Go back on mute for fuck's sake.
And Albert, what you got for us? Something more positive?
I'm going to go for a rousing 2-2 draw.
You've stolen mine. That's what I was going to go for. So I'll go for a 2-1 Palace win. Round this out with a nice little trio of possible results. So, listeners, your predictions for the season. Thank you for everyone who took time out to tweet. We had a fair few. Trying to look for some outrageous ones. Jesus to win the Ballon d'Or. I mean, that is pretty outrageous.
Have we been invaded by fucking Arsenal fan TV?
Jesus, this this person's Twitter bio is: Are you lucering for Palace puns, there, Eze?
Sorry, could you do that again?
Are you lucering for Palace puns, there, easy?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it was the
said Wilfred get 12 goals. Elise and Eze both 6 assists, and we'll finish 6th. Oh no, revised. They've revised Jesus for the Ballon d'Or. We will get 6th with a worse goal difference than last year. Okay. We've got Alante has gone for Zaha 21 goals.
Whoa! Ow. Sober up.
Palace qualify for Europe and will face Wilf in European competition next season.
I don't like it.
Is this you?
Absolutely not. I don't even consider Wilf leaving this because I'll be heartbroken.
Sam at Edgar TP has gone... he hasn't given numbers, but Wilf top scorer, Eze assist, 14th. And Elise to be sold either this month or in January. I'm digging out all your burner accounts here, Eskif.
I know, yeah. Shit, I need to make it a little bit less obvious.
Gary Morris, 6 years gone. Zaha, Eze, finish eighth. And Eze or Zaha to score a bicycle kick this season. That'd be nice. I also saw someone say that Eze would get Gay would score a bicycle kick from the halfway line. So, taking that season.
I've been partying far too hard this summer.
I'm pretty sure the Gay overhead kick was your old man, mate.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He knows nothing about football. So, just like his son. Louis Tidy, Leicester to get relegated.
Oh.
They might have a terrible season this year. They're just hemorrhaging players and not bringing anyone in.
Mm. Well, Vardy, I don't know. His missus has already suffered some sort of relegation after losing to Rooney and Colt. We've got Hazza here has gone for Brighton to get relegated. The Mateta army has said Carabao Cup win for Palace. Oh, and James Pumba Scott, who used to stand next to me at Palace, has said Eze, Gay and Mitchell all to be at the World Cup with England.
Lovely.
Mm. We could imagine that happened and then we won the World Cup. We could be like West Ham and claim it for ourselves.
The new Academy of Football.
Yes. Lots of We Win Cups coming in. Wolves relegated. Southampton relegated. There's lots of people picking out relegations here. Another Brighton one to go down. This one, I don't know if this is serious because you can never take Matt CPFC at face value, to be honest. But Mateta top scorer, at least they assist. Palace to finish sixth, but Brighton to finish fourth.
It's a real roller coaster, that one.
It is a roller coaster. It's like Palace finishing sixth. Oh, amazing. We're going to finish above Brighton. Oh, no, we're not. Okay. And last but not least, let's see what we've got. I've just got my mentions are just flooded with people moaning about tickets. So, Sheriff has said Palace to finish 11th and Lampard to go and Brighton get relegated last day. That's,
I'm up for all of those.
All of those.
Great.
I mean, Everton not to get relegated would be, I think they're going to be in trouble, but we shall see. We shall see. Right. We're going to be back in the flow. We'll be back next week. Who we got next week? Liverpool away, I think, is next. Okay, it's a great start. And we got Man City in like the fourth or fifth game as well.
Yep.
Lovely. But as Roy Hodgson said when I saw him in Palmer Airport a few weeks ago, you play everyone twice. You've got to play everyone twice. Yeah, it was mad.
Flight?
I was like sat in Costa Coffee in Palmer Airport, and Roy Hodgson
thinks Coffee's a fucking right back, doesn't he? I don't want to sign him.
Yeah, well, if he's a right back, he wouldn't have signed him, would he? Let's be honest.
Nah.
Allergic to right backs at Palace. But yeah, no, I was sitting in Costa Coffee in Palmer Airport. He just came and sat down next to me. My jaw fell into my mocha chocolate.
Wow, that says more about you than it does about him.
Lovely man, though. Had time for everyone, got recognised a lot. Flights were delayed, so lots of people coming over and talking to him, and had time for every single person. So fair play to Mr. Hodgson.
He didn't have any time for Camarasa, though, did he? To be honest, he everyone.
All the Watford fans at Cellar.
Oh, look, that kind of cut Albert deep there. He didn't know whether to laugh or cry.
Mixed emotions.
Too busy hugging. What was it, Wilf and Jeff Schlupp at the end of that game? Brilliant stuff. But so we'll be back next week previewing our trip to Anfield. Well, it's about time we got back to winning ways there. Surely. It's been a while after those three wins in a row up there. So who knows? And Albert will be back on home turf. Looking forward to it. Yes, and Hesketh will be, well, when you hear the siren, when you hear the sirens in Norbury, you know he's out and about.
Getting tired because I've eaten a burger at Terry's.
Just to say.
Wait, we need that reaffirmed.
I do have a holiday at the end of August.
Okay, forget it.
Imagine my shock. Where are you going?
This is work, man. This is work. I'm going to Spain. It's a scouting trip. I promise.
Whereabouts in Spain?
A little coastal town called Majaca.
Oh.
Which is near sort of halfway between Malaga and Almeria.
What is it like? You stand in front of the opposition and sort of slap your arms a bit.
Yeah, something like that.
That was dreadful. I'm going to end it there. Please tune in this week end for the review show, which will be recorded on Sunday. So ready late Sunday, early Monday. Head over to YouTube where DR has been doing some preseason stuff, including for BT Sport, a lie detector test with a Brighton fan who claims that only three Palace players would get in the Brighton starting 11 and that Lewis Dunk is better than Mark Gay. So if you want to go and hurl abuse at a Brighton fan, there's your outlet. And we'll be back in your ears next Thursday. We're going to try and make a regular Wednesday recording session throughout the season for Saturday and Sunday games. So we'll be ready, fresh for you on Thursday next week. And until then, for the first time this season, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.